Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The contract for Beacon Occupational Health and Safety Services to test and screen everyone who enters the Capitol was extended by the Legislative Council last week. The extension through June 30th also adds $1.5 million to pay for the contract, which was originally budgeted for just up to $1 million. But the Federal CARES Act could provide up to $4 million to pay for Capitol safety. Kodiak Republican Senator Gary Stevens praised the work done through the contract. He says, "We've been very successful in controlling COVID in this building through all of the things that we've been doing with Beacon." Stevens chaired the council last year when it approved the contract. Some Republican members repeatedly attempted to open a discussion of whether the council should change the COVID-19 safety policies. The policies say everyone in the Capitol is supposed to wear masks in public spaces, undergo rapid COVID-19 tests every 4 to 5 days, and be temperature screened upon entering the building daily. Republican Senator of Wasilla Mike Schauer asked for the opportunity to weigh in on those policies before extending the contract. He said that he didn't have a chance to discuss them, and he also said that he didn't have a chance to ask questions. The council also retroactively approved allowing the contractor to administer COVID-19 vaccinations since January to lawmakers and staff. Beacon has provided at least one shot to 240 people who work in the Capitol. Others have been vaccinated by different providers. The contract extension passed 11-3. The no votes were Republican Senators Laura Reinbold and Schauer and Representative Kathy Tilton of Wasilla. The approval of vaccinations by Beacon passed 13-1. Reinbold again was the only no vote. She says she's concerned about whether the council would be liable for adverse reactions to the vaccines. The Eastern Aleutian Tribes Health Organization has received an allocation of COVID-19 vaccines from the federal government, where they will use it to vaccinate seafood industry workers and community members of Dutch Harbor, Unalaska, and other Aleutian communities. Akutan residents and seafood industry workers from land-based processing plants and vessels were vaccinated back on March 17th, and 8 vessels received vaccinations in Unalaska Dutch Harbor, and a community event vaccinated shore-based seafood workers the following day. The additional allotment of the COVID-19 vaccine was received through the Federally Qualified Health Centers program. The Eastern Aleutian Tribes are eligible to receive vaccine for community distribution. More than 2,500 doses of the vaccine were administered, with plans for more vaccinations in the near future. Eastern Aleutian Tribes, the City of Unalaska, Iliuliuk Family and Health Services Clinic, and the Alaska COVID-19 Unified Command and others partnered to coordinate the delivery of the vaccine to remote communities. Paul Muller, CEO of Eastern Aleutian Tribes, said that the best way to protect Alaskans from COVID-19 is to get shots into as many arms as possible. "The partnerships we forged really shined, allowing us to move quickly to vaccinate every person in our communities that wanted to be vaccinated. We knew that we had this vaccine coming. We prepared as a team, and at the end of the day, we are really proud that we could use this vaccine allotment as effectively as we did." Vaccinating the seafood industry will reduce the risk of COVID-19 having severe health outcomes in remote communities who have limited health care. The state continues to take steps to ensure that private businesses, including commercial fishing industry, can keep operating during the pandemic. Employers who use out-of-state employees are encouraged to submit community workforce protective plans, implement social distancing measures to protect workers and communities, and to conduct regular testing and screening. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.